Yes, ye bazibonye bana bakatonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muriyo mutembulinyera mukama wafu Yesu.
How are you? Bulungi mu Kristo Yesu. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Obulambuli butya.
And how is your lives?
Obulambulamu.
Nenda kusaba ombudize ku mugandawo.
I request you greet of your brethren.
Ugena maso muubire ko mbona
mbona. Slowly at them as you wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are going to move on as we wait to resume our gatherings.
Feedback.
Until we shall release the feedback of us coming back together in these days. For the reason of the tension which is prevailing. As we try to see, we reach the message to all the nation. The message of God is warning. God's special emergency message. Which warns on the politics. Most of the elections of the 2021 here in
Uganda.
Warning towards the Ugandans. First, the warning to His Excellency Museveni. Unto the Ugandans. Unto the Africans. And unto the whole world.
It's
something we look at. That warning is put there for the great call.
It's
on our nation of Uganda to profit the entire Africa, to profit the entire world. God's worldwide promised call, which is to base here in Uganda. The world and the people. The land of people beyond rivers of Ethiopia. Where there is the source of the river Nile.
And
we have to lead God's final work on this planet Earth. Which has begun this year 2020. After calling the news reporters in this place, and we released that message, that work immediately began. And we saw it seemed the joke, but it kept on moving. As I speak of now, it's in the many people.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we have to prepare for what to answer. Because the questions are many. Because the messages gotten. First, those who pass through as news. They are in very brief. Maybe those passed on other medias. Now the questions are many. And we thought perhaps these reporters will not come back in this place. But everyone slowly comes out and they come back by themselves. Even others have embarked on a work. Before we give them a single coin, they've begun to spread further message.
So newankubaddenga,
now even though we have been moving on resetting
order mu kanisa ya Katonda to
restore order in Church of God all over the world. It's begun from us.
It
means we've been preparing for that work. But it had not yet been launched and opened up. But onto the world it already went. Still have a little worry in the way
of
opening ourselves to the world as we, although the message moved ahead. Because through radio stations have been giving us programs on very little money. But the question is, when we go there, they will ask for phone number to direct them where, and the way we shall handle them, and yet we've not finished the studies. Mostly on the resetting
order
and restoring order in the Church of God. We are still preparing ourselves and the work opened and begun. That's one of what is still in the last go on those stations. There are those giving us 2 hours. We speak of that message, the church only 400,000. If it needs every day. Those who ask for 300,000. Now we see that the world's opened up out there. But we cannot just go there. Because you've not prepared yourself. Should we go? We go on the radio stations? Because when we go there, you have to be ready to answer. For every day I told you, let's prepare ourselves. Each one of you who feels you are a minister.
But
it's out there, the questions they are asking here. There are so many.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now those questions. They show in the world there is a lot of thirsty. They asked me concerning the suggestion of government, take all pastors for studies. What do I speak about it? What can they do, take away false prophets or con men from the church? They ask, say you speak with much authority. Perhaps you have a source, you get the things that you are so sure.
Kale,
now we have to prepare ourselves more. That's one of the beginning of things we thought it perhaps can be a joke. But who can despise day of the humble beginnings?
So,
now we've said like that. We are going to wait, come back in these our services until we shall give you the next news. But this day at least you go with this.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Enjogera. Entambura.
The speech, the
Nenkora
walk, and the workings of the wise,
Bakabaka.
The kings, in the priests, in the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Enjogera.
The speech,
Enkora.
The working,
Nentambura yaba kabaka,
and the moving of the kings,
Nentambura
And the way of doing of the wise,
bakabona,
the priests,
era bakabaka,
and the kings,
bakabaka bwakatonda,
in the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Tulese,
we have brought that word,
katonda, bakabaka,
for God made us kings,
era yatufura bakabona,
and He made us priests,
abaweereza,
servants
abomunyumba ye,
of His household,
era yatufura abagezi,
and He made us wise.
When
He chose us in the world as we are fools,
that
He made us wise. And that's the only way we can move and we do things and we live when we are in the Spirit. Praise Jesus much. Now we want to speak of that way. For you will need to give much answerings where we are going. But how are you to handle that?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 23.
Sura
eri Proverbs 24. Verse 26. He speaks this word. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 26.
Teka teko omulimu gwo ebweru. Ogwetegekerenga mu nnimiro. Oluvannyuma n'olyoka ozimba ennyumba yo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Adamu okwanukula okulungi.
He who gives the right answer,
anywegera emimwa gye.
He kisses his lips. Where we are going, where we have been sent, in Uganda, in Africa,
in
the whole world,
as the
Ministry of Full Knowledge of God International Ministries, God's final work in the whole world, where God has called all nations to work with Him. We must have the best way of answering, which can cause you even kiss your lips. And you feel peace. You move on to answer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Elijah tugenda.
Now, where we are going, we need to answer.
Yes, you ever see when you
praise Jesus much.
That we
shall be able to kiss our lips. But if you didn't prepare, as in Proverbs 24, verse 26 has said, let them read for us we hear. Proverbs 24, verse 26.
Adamu ebyensonga anywegera emimwa. Olunyolwabiri mu omusanvu. Teka tekanga omulimu gwo ebweru. Ogwetegekerenga mu nnimiro. Oluvannyuma n'olyoka ozimba ennyumba yo. Olunyolwabiri mu omunaana. Tolumirizanga munno awatali nsonga. So tolimbanga na mimwa gyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nkomerero y'ebintu byonna.
At the end of all things.
Okutambula.
In moving.
Okwogera.
Speaking.
Okutambula.
Moving. How we walk.
N'okukula.
And doing.
Ng'abagezi.
As wise people.
Era nga bakabaka.
And as kings.
Era nga bakabona.
And as priests.
Bwakabaka bwakatonda.
In the kingdom of God.
Kuyikubirawo mu mwoyo.
It's to be in the spirit.
Era kuyikutambula n'okukula mu mwoyo.
And it is to walk and do things in the spirit.
Okusobola okuddamu answer entuufu nga tetulimbye.
To be able to give a right answer when we've not lied.
Yes, you ever see
you. Praise Jesus much.
He
told us electricity is minimal, very unstable. Increase and reduce. But this we've told you, at least go with it today. But we expect we shall repeat it later. You in the way you get it. You get it.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus much. Because if you don't have answers to give, you will stammer, you will not be able to kiss your lips. But still he told us we had to prepare for this work outside the field.
Now
when we enter in the field,
that
we shall be found when we are worthy. For he says that do not give a false witness with your mouth.
This means
where we are going. We all need to answer, but there is no lies involved. Only truth of the word of God. Now it requires us to know the speech, the way of walk, and the way to do things that of the wise, the kings, and the priests. In the house of God, in the kingdom of God, how can we there move? If you read in Galatians chapter 5,
and
the verse 16, it says like this. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians 5 verse 16.
Naye njogera nti mutambulirenga mwoyo. Kale temutuukirizanga kwegomba kwa mubiri. Olunyolo 17. Kubanga omubiri gwegomba nga guwakana n'omwoyo. N'omwoyo nga guwakana n'omubiri. Kubanga ebyo byolekanye. Mulemengo kole ebyo byemwagala.
Yes.
Nti bwetuba tutambulira mwoyo.
That as we walk in the spirit, it's the only way we cannot do things that we want. Those we want of the body.
Now we
move on ahead, we want to learn the speech of the wise. Those God made wise. In the wisdom within the words. The speech of the priests, those of God. For God made us priests in different form of ministries, pastors, apostles, and prophets. In the speech of the kings, for we became kings in the kingdom of God. If you read verse 25 in Galatians chapter 5, it says like this. Galatians chapter 5 verse 25. Yes. As
we
live by the Spirit,
and
let us walk in the Spirit. How can you dare do that? You must have learned the speech of the wise. Those with the spiritual wisdom. Wisdom that in the word. You must have learned the way of doing things. The way they walk. Which proves you are a priest of God. Which proves that you became a kingdom. You are self-alone. You are king and the kingdom of God moving. And you can demonstrate it. Remember, when
we
read in the 1 Corinthians, he made us wise when we were fools. And he made us wise, those with wisdom in the
world.
Because he speaks,
you
look to your calling. Not the wise, many wise we were called. But when he called us, he made us wise. Let's read we hear. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 26.
Kubanga mutunuliro kuyitibwa kwammwe, abooluganda, ng'abamagezi ag'omubiri si bangi abayitibwa. Abamanyi si bangi, abekitiibwa si bangi. Onyola birimu omusanvu. Naye Katonda yalonda ebisirusiru ebyensi, abagezigezi abakwasa ensonyi. Era Katonda yalonda ebinafu ebyensi, akwasa ensonyi ebyamanyi. 28. N'ebikopi byensi n'ebinyomebwa Katonda yabironda. Era n'ebitaliiwo ajjewo ebiriwo. Onyola birimu omwenda. Omubiri gwonna gulemenga okwenyumiriza mu maaso ga Katonda. Olunya olwasatu. Naye ku bw'oyo mwe muli mu Kristo Yesu eyafuuka amagezi gye tuli okuva eri Katonda era n'obutuukirivu n'okutukuzibwa n'okununulibwa. Satu mulumu.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Yatulonda bwe tutyo.
He chose us in that state.
Ebisirusiru.
The foolish.
Ebikopi.
Those who are low.
Kwegamba ebinyomebwa.
Things despised.
Asobole okukwasa abalina amagezi ag'omubiri
obujja. Those and make jealousy those with wisdom of the flesh.
N'atuwa amagezi ye Kristo kigambo kya Katonda.
The one who gives us wisdom is the Christ, the word of God.
Bodayo kunyola abiri mwenye ayogera ku nsonga eyo ng'agamba bw'ati.
When you go back verse 24, he spoke of that issue saying this. First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24.
Abakolise kisoka esule esoka n'olunyiro lwabiri mwenya.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24.
Na yeri aba abayite abayudaya era n'aba yonani. Kristo manyi ga Katonda era magezi ga Katonda.
Yes.
Ge manyi ge.
That is his power.
Ge magezi ge.
It's his wisdom.
Kadi mukulonde bwako afeko na.
In all our being chosen.
We did
not have the wisdom of God.
Whether
you learned in the flesh a
doctor,
but you are in the flesh, that does not work to God's
side.
Him in calling you, he
says, according to
1 Corinthians chapter 3,
the
verses 18, he speaks like this.
Abakolise kisoka esule esoka n'olunyiriri ole 18.
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
Kubanga ekigambo eky'omusaalaba bwe busirusiru eri abo ababula naye erifa abalokolebwa ge maanyi ga Katonda.
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
Abakolise kisoka esule eyokusatu n'olunyiriri ole 18.
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
Omuntu yenna teyerimbanga. Omuntu yenna bwe yeerowoozanga okuba omugezi mummwe mu mirembe gino afuukenga musirusiru alyoke afuuka omugezi.
Yes.
Teri kwerimbalimba mu mirembe gino.
Deceiving ourselves in this world.
Oli mugezi.
That you are wise.
Naye bw'oba oyagala ofuuka omugezi owa ddala.
If you want to become a real wise.
Sooka okimanye nti oli musiru bulungi.
First know that you are a fool.
Ky'ekigambo ekiri wali.
That is the word there.
Olyoke ofuna amagezi.
Then you will get a wisdom.
Kati fwe twajja gyali
wetubitwali. Came to him, we are in that way.
Era twakakantukiriza nti mazima tulina amagezi gamala.
Humbled admitted indeed we had no wisdom enough.
N'atugamba ye kituufu.
And he told us indeed.
Kubanga mwali mwagaana ekigambo kyange.
For you had rejected my words.
Era amagezi kyagandibadde mu mwe.
What wisdom would have been in you?
Bw'oba osomye bulungi mu Yeremiya.
If you were in Jeremiah.
Esula y'omunaana onyola omwenda.
Chapter 8 in the verse 9.
Ayogera bw'ati.
He speaks like this.
Yeremiya esula y'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Jeremiah chapter 8 in the verse 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi bakeŋŋentererwa bawambiddwa laba baganye ekigambo kya Mukama era magezi ki agali mu bo.
Yes.
Bw'ogaana ekigambo kya Katonda.
If you reject the word of God,
magezi ki agabira mu bo.
What wisdom can be in you?
Kati ffe abaafuna ekigambo kya Katonda.
We who got the word of God.
Twafuna amagezi ago.
We got that wisdom.
Kati kitegeeza.
Now it means.
Tulina okutuuka okwogera ng'abagezi.
We have to reach speak as those wise.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus.
Naye eyatufuula abagezi mu kigambo.
But the one who made us wise in the world.
Yatufuula bakabona.
He made us priests.
Kubanga yagamba.
Because he said.
Bwe mbamuganya okumanya.
If you reject knowledge.
Nange mbaganya okubeera bakabona.
I reject you be my priests.
Okusinira kw'ebyo ebiri mu kose esula y'okuna.
According to those in Hosea chapter 4.
Olunya olw'omukaaga.
The verse 6.
Ng'agamba bw'ati.
And he says like this.
Kose esula y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Hosea chapter 4 in the verse 6.
Abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubulwa okumanya. Kubanga oganye okumanya nange ndi kugaana ggwe olemenga okubeera kabona gye ndi. Kubanga weerabidde amateeka ga Katonda wo. Nange ndyerabira abaana bo.
Yes.
Kubanga oganye okumanya.
Because you've rejected knowledge.
Nange nkuganye okubeera kabona.
I reject you to be priests.
Kabona.
A priest.
Asobola okuba n'ebirabo Mukama nga bw'anaamuwa.
Can have gift.
Ayinza okuba omutuma, ayinza okuba nnabbi, ayinza okuba omusumba.
An apostle, prophet or a pastor.
Naye bwe yasooka otuyita twali bisirusiru.
When he first called us we were fools.
N'atufuula abagezi mu kigambo.
Made us wise within the world.
Kwe kutuwa okumanya oku kujjudde.
To give us that full knowledge.
Ne tufuuka bakabona abatuufu.
And we became rightful priests.
Tulina kwogera tutya?
How should we speak?
Tulina kutambula tutya?
How should we walk?
Tulina kukola tutya?
How should we do things? That heading is very broad.
You
can get whatever get on it today.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. For the example of the priests, speaks of them saying that the lips of the priest ought to have preserved knowledge.
For
people would have come for loss from his mouth.
Malachi,
Malachi. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 7.
Kubanga emimwa gya kabona gyandinywezezza okumanya.
Nti emimwa gino
that these lips of the priest
nagambi muweereza wa Katonda mbira byebyenjawulo.
Servant of God in different gifts.
Yandibadde n'okumanya mu mimwa muno.
Ought to have knowledge in this mouth.
Wadde twakozesa.
Though we used
enjogera
the speech
y'abagezi
of the wise.
Bakabona,
the priests and the kings in the kingdom of God. Those who move and who live and work within the Spirit. Who can give answer? Right answer. And they kiss their lips. Those who are prepared outside the field. Before they entered in work of serving God. They have to answer when they are not deceived.
Those
are one
who
speak of Malachi 2.
In
the verse 7. Let it be repeated, you see.
Malachi sura yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Malachi chapter 2 and verse 7.
Kubanga emimwa gya kabona gyandinywezezza okumanya era bandinoonyezza amateeka mu kamwa ke. Kubanga ye mubaka wa Mukama.
Ndi naye emimwa gya kabona ono.
The lips of this priest.
Yandinywezezza okumanya.
Ought to have preserved knowledge.
Kubanga bandinoonyezza amateeka okuva mu kamwa ke.
For they would have sought laws from his mouth.
Kubanga ye mubaka wa Mukama.
The messenger of the Lord.
Mubaka.
A messenger,
an apostle,
prophet or a pastor, or an evangelist.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. He must have a way of speech. He has a way of doing things.
In a way he walks, moves
his life.
But
first they say this speech does a great role. Before you reach on the way you do things. What will he be able to do which is not spoken in his heart? How shall you walk to do that? Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now your speech is major in this word. In Revelation chapter 1, Bible shows that he made us
and
kings in the house of the living God. All the made us a kingdom. Revelations chapter 1 from verse 5.
Erebi Yesu Kristo, omujuli romwesigwa, omberebere wabafu, era afuga bakabaka bomunsi, atwagala, era yatusumulula mu bibi byaffe olw'omusaayi gwe. Olinyo olw'omukaaga. Natufulo bwakabaka bakabona eri Katonda kitaawe ekitiibwa n'obuyinza biberengeri eryoyo emirembe n'emirembe.
Yes.
Yatufulo bwakabaka.
He made us into a kingdom.
Oba bakabaka.
O kings.
Era bakabona.
Even priests.
Aba Katonda kitaffe oli ali waguru w'eggulu gw'omanyi omukungu.
Father in heaven, the one you know of.
Omukungu waguru w'eggulu.
The one honored and honorable above the heavens.
Nebo subira okubera.
But you expect to be
kabona wo yali waguru
ennyo. The priest of the most high God.
Era okubera obwakabaka obulamba.
To be an entire kingdom.
Manje kitegeeza.
You know what it means?
Ye mubaka wa Katonda.
He's a messenger of God.
Umanyi bobera mubaka wa Uganda mu America, obera Uganda.
Ugandan ambassador in America, you are in Uganda there.
Obera Uganda, Uganda yonna.
Uganda entire of it is you.
Umbaka wa Uganda mu America, abera Uganda.
Ambassador in America, there he is Uganda.
Irabu umukua atako.
And if you touch him,
kuteku Uganda.
You have touched Uganda.
Umbaka wa America mu Uganda.
American ambassador
abera America.
In Uganda. Is the America here.
Katife.
Now we.
Butubera wakabo ya aluwa guru
mnyo. We are pastors of the most high.
Bakabona.
The priests.
Oinokuwa nenjogira ekaka sangu oriyo. You must bwakaba kubu.
Have a speech proving you are that kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus Amen. Much.
Not
everything you will speak it as you think. You have to speak as a kingdom. That of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When he speaks with us, 2 Corinthians chapter
5,
he says he gave us a word of reconciliation and he made us his ambassadors. You, he gave a word, it has to be in wisdom, much understanding, counsel, power, knowledge, and it's filled the fear of God. To hate evil, to be able to demonstrate God through His Holy Spirit.
So, reading
the Corinthians, we see 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse
19. Era nga yatuteresa ffe ekigambo eky'okutabaganya.
To us the word of reconciliation.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Amagezi ga Katonda.
The wisdom of God.
Kati yakufuula mugezi.
Now he made you wise.
Kasenti yakufuula.
Let me hope and he made you.
Kubanga twagala okulaba amagezi agali mu kigambo nga gwolesebwa.
Because one who sees wisdom in the word demonstrated.
He
committed to us that word. After he said, those are committed that word, you've become a messenger, an ambassador. What I say, you've become a priest of God. And you've become a king or a kingdom, that of God. You finish those verses.
Abakolise chokubiri, esule yokutano.
2 Corinthians chapter 5
verse 20. Yes.
He made us ambassadors in the place of Christ.
Now,
for Christ's sake, you are his ambassador. Ambassador, we want to see what you speak.
We know
you have the speech of the wise, those with wisdom in the words. They are walking and the way of doing things.
To prove
your entire kingdom, that of God. You know what it means?
To
meaning you appear
just
like the Holy Spirit in walking and doing in the speech. He said Matthew 12:28. Demons by the Spirit of God. Kingdom of God has come.
Does
Holy Spirit know the kingdom has come? You
know
when they see you, the kingdom is here has come. See the kingdom how it can speak.
So
read Matthew as you hear. Connect it with Revelation chapter 1 verse 6.
If
you hear how they look alike. Matthew chapter 12 verse
28.
Yes. When the Holy Spirit manifests even his works in his speech and the doing things, the walking, and they say the kingdom of God is there. Walk in the Spirit is what I first told you. You live in the Spirit, for that's the right kingdom. Out of which smaller kingdoms come from.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Matthew 12:28. And he said that I cast demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come for you. When the Spirit manifests,
the
kingdom of God is there.
And
we want to see what it speaks. We want to see what it does.
In
the report of
him,
those are not actions of my spirit. Those are not actions of my kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in Revelations, chapter 1, verse 6, he said he made you a kingdom.
Holy
Spirit when you manifest the kingdom of God. You too from him when you manifest.
The
kingdom of God has come. But you kingdom, what do you speak? And what do you demonstrate?
Repeat
that verse in Revelations.
Revelations
chapter 1 verse 6.
N'atufuula obwakabaka bakabona eri Katonda Kitaawe. Ekitiibwa n'obuyinza biberenge eri oyo emirembe n'emirembe. Amina.
He made us a kingdom.
It
to mean kings. Who inherit together with the King of Kings. When you hear a King of Kings,
the
first pocket of King of Kings, those of the world. King of Kings, we are the kings. Who were born of God. When they say Lord of Lords, they
said
the lords of the world first.
They
speak of us the lords. We are lords. And to the devils. First spoke to Prophet Moses. He said, I've made you God. You are a lord. I will not speak much on those issues now. They say you shall come back with machines that are speaking normal. We shall give it time enough. And you understand. The truth, how are you meant to be? For the truth. You don't know the rightful of who you should be. You who was made. A wise of God. A priest with knowledge. A kingdom, an entire king. In the kingdom of God. Look to yourself and what
I don't know.
Let's move on. Perhaps you will become. Just abusing and scorning. Those are like that and you too, you feel that.
When
you manifest the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, they said the kingdom has come. As they hear how the kingdom speaks, they see what you do.
The
kingdom of God, is this what they do? A priest,
an
ambassador of God, look to what he speaks. We've gotten shamed many times. And we think we're shaming God.
But why you get
those not worthy of these wise ones? Those not worthy of his priests. Those who made a kingdom or kings. Done many things in the midst there. Because we don't know how to speak.
Entambula.
The way of king. And the way of doing things of the wise.
Bakabuna.
The priests.
Bakabaka.
The kings.
Bakabaka.
In the kingdom of God.
We thought
what we speak is going to shame God.
Say
every person will be accused as their words are. Those who speak go beyond scriptures. They are yours, not of the kingdom. Those you do, they are not in the word of God. They are yours, not of the kingdom of God. And they are not of those who are wise, the priests, and the kings, in the kingdom of God. If they go beyond scriptures, you are on your own. Church, that's in the First Corinthians. Chapter 4, verse
6.
Never to move, speak beyond scriptures. Yes. Those are the kings, the wise. You speak beyond the scriptures, the kingdom, that's not you. And they say that is words of
an
individual person, but not of the kingdom of God.
Usually read news when they speak
out people's comments.
The
words of hearts. They are not of this radio station. But they are of an individual person. You first read the Corinthians, we see. First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Naye ebyo abooluganda mbigeredde kunze ne Apollo ku lwammwe. Mulyoke muyigire kuffe obutasukkanga ku byawandiikibwa. Omuntu yenna alemenga okwegulumiza olw'okusinga omulala.
Yes.
No
going beyond scriptures. Apostle, you to leave us this time.
How
are we to do to appear as real wise?
We
going to close 4 years and you're only in the scriptures. Have I ever spoken a story here? Now
we're
going in the fields. It's the whole world. We have a speech we are meant to speak by. We have a walking and a way of doing things which shows the wise people of God, the priests, the kings of God, the kings, an entire kingdom, that of heaven.
When,
see, when you reach a part, the kingdom is speaking, an ambassador.
How
long you say you to be an ambassador of God? Now we want to prove. For God is the only wise God. Don't expect he can send foolish people and he is wise. Is that possible? For when he speaks with us in Jude 25, he said what?
Jude chapter 1 verse
25.
Katonda omu yekka omulokozi waffe wa Yesu Kristo.
Kimaleyo oluganda lujjamu ekigambo ekimu. Katonda omu yekka omugezi.
The only wise God.
Jude chapter 1 verse 25. Katonda omu yekka omugezi omulokozi waffe kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama waffe. Awe wenge chitibwa, obukuru, amanyi n'obuyinza, edda nedda, nge mirembe ne mirembe, nti, nge mirembe ne mirembe, tejinnabaawo, kakano, era ne mirembe ejitali gwawo. Amina.
Yes,
he is the only wise God.
No.
A wise God, you cannot be his ambassador. And you speak words of foolishness.
Words
without wisdom in the scriptures. And you claim to be an ambassador of him.
You
don't prove that word that he God is wise.
What
is the first
theme
of chapter 1 verse 17?
Timoseo chisoka esule soka no runyiriri olwe 17.
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 17.
Timoseo chisoka esule soka no runyore 17.
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 17.
Era katondo we mirembe ne mirembe atagwao atalabika katondo omu awe wenge tendo ne chitibwa emirembe ne mirembe.
Sebo nagambe za we chigambe
echo. I told you restore that word there.
Timoseo chisoka esule soka
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 17.
Era katonti era katonda owe mirembe era kabako owe mirembe ne mirembe atagwao. First Timothy chapter 1 verse 17.
Timothy which soke sure soko yura 17.
Now unto the king eternal
era kato era eri kabaka owe ruberera
Imoto,
oyatagwao,
invisible,
atalabika,
the only wise God,
katondo mugezi yeka,
be honor and glory forever and ever.
Tiwa netendo bimutiro mirembe ne mirembe.
Amen.
Amina.
Hey. Katonda mugezi yeka.
God only wise.
Ayinza tuma mubaka omusiru.
Can he send a foolish ambassador?
Omanyi waliwo abaweereza eno mu Uganda mpozi munsi zonna.
Your servants in Uganda and the whole world.
Abakola ebyekisiru nga beefudde abaweereza ba Katonda.
Who do things of foolishness claim be servants of God.
Mpozi olumu n'okuwemula nga boogera mukuweereza.
At times even speak vulgar as they're ministering. Others speak words which don't reach the standard of the of God. But you have to learn the speech of the wise. Those wise in the wisdom in the word. The priests with knowledge. The priests of God. The king. The king. The ambassadors of God.
Era.
And the kings, the kingdom of God. You think of it.
And
you think, how can, where does it end? Only the lips of the priest ought to preserve knowledge. But knowledge begins from wisdom in the word. You have an answer to give.
Ebigambo byonga bipimibwa.
And your words are measured.
Ekituogerako.
What we speak of.
Ina kuogera mu mwoyo.
You have to speak in the spirit.
Kiyinza okubeera ekizibu.
It can be hard for you.
Singa ebigambo bya Kristo bino tebibeera mu
gwe. If these words of Christ are not in you.
Ojja kulemera okwogera nga omugezi.
You will fail to speak as one wise.
Katonda gwe yafula omugezi mu kigambo kye.
God made wise in his word.
Ojja kulemera okwogera nga kabona wa Katonda alina okumanya.
Speak as a priest of God who has knowledge.
Ojja kulemera okubeera obwakabaka.
You fail to be a kingdom.
Okulivulizentinga obwakabaka bwa Katonda mu nsi.
Kingdom of God in the world.
Ojja kuswaza.
You will ashamed.
Obulamu bwo.
Your life. You will hate and kill it.
Will
be accused as your words are. Think those your own you'll speak. That they will be attached on the kingdom of God. Everyone be accused as their words are. Even their actions.
Even
though you say you do them in the name of Jesus, that is upon you as an individual person.
But in
Proverbs 1 verse 1, he says like this. Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 1.
Engero za Sulemani, mutabani wa Daudi, kabaka wa Isirayiri. Olinyolwa kubiri. Okumanyanga amagezi n'okuyigirizibwanga.
The
word's proverb.
Bakabaka.
The kings.
Mwebugerira.
They speak by them.
Bakabona.
The priests.
Mwebugerira.
They speak by them.
Umanyika bakawa bakabaka Yesu yaja kusiba amugamba.
King of kings, Jesus, when he came in the world, they told him.
Sebo mkuru, ekikwogeza mungero na eri abantu bano chichi.
Lord, why speak in parables to these people?
Kume, tebamanyi bugayanika bakabaka.
Did you know he spoke with the king of kings? But to speak through parables. It's to speak words of wisdom. Understanding. And counsel. Power. Knowledge. And fear of God. As his word is. Nothing else it means only that. Christ, King of Kings, when he came in the world,
he spoke
within wisdom, they called them parables. They joined them in the world, they say. Those are parables.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you read Matthew 13, starting from verse 9. There are these words down here. Come back in Proverbs, let's go first in Matthew. Matthew 13 and verse
9.
Yes. Our Lord Jesus. Why speak with them in parables? Why don't you speak clearly to them?
Please,
we speak of the kingdom of heaven. We speak them in wisdom.
What
is wisdom in this world? You first go there.
There
is the one we're going to speak, brethren. And it challenges the world. That I already saw it.
You
answered the man just look at you shaking the head in approval.
But they
ask him why he speak like that.
Mungero.
In parables.
kumugezi.
Do you know they were on the wise one? That of God.
Real
wisdom of God himself is the one that you are with. The wise have a way they speak. They were with the priest of God speaking knowledge.
The
ambassador of God.
He
moved with an entire kingdom of God. You first finish that verse. Matthew 13 and the verse 10.
Abayigiriza ne bajja ne bamugamba nti kiki ekikwogeza nabo mu ngero. Olw'ekkumi n'olumu n'addamu n'abagamba nti mwe muweereddwa okumanya ebigambo eby'ekyama eby'obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu. Naye bo tebaweereddwa.
Yes.
Kigamba nti bino muweereddwa ebigambo bino bye twogeza magezi ga waggulu.
Speak they are of high wisdom.
Gawakabaka bwa mu ggulu.
Of the kingdom of heaven.
We are
here to represent that.
And we are going to be
done on earth as done in heaven.
And
when you reach the earth,
we speak
as the wise ones of God.
Even
the only wise God. God cannot get foolish people, he sends them. You on your standard where you stand there. Can you call one who died that they represent you? Now, can you call the one who died? They
represent
you wherever you would have sent them? On their speech, I speak of the one who died.
No,
some of you may not have realized that man. Can you send him you in person that he speaks on your behalf? And God sends a person like that?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So,
what do you think of those things?
Decide
to come serve God. But you think those who serve him, how will they appear? Those wise, the priests, the kings, the entire kingdom they represent here on the world.
And when you touch
the entire kingdom of God,
on your
speech alone we first realize you have not yet become a kingdom.
Whenever
you find you speak, you don't feel the words. Apostle Paul,
him
and entered this kingdom, they said
that
speaking we speak but not in human wisdom. They had entered the kingdom that of God.
Come
wise, not in wisdom of the world.
Say
when we go to things of
learning.
The Pharisees, things of the world. Among Hebrews.
Paul
said that's rubbish.
Now, you
want wisdom of the world, we speak via that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
read me 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We see those who had entered this kingdom, how they were.
1
Corinthians chapter
2,
verse
13.
That level we bypassed it. Now, when you call like me, I can't be there, I say. As the President Lincoln spoke, you give reference of Lincoln.
That's,
what are you speaking? We have wise people we can quote. As God spoke in Prophet Isaiah, the priests, ambassador of the kingdom of God.
Quoting.
There we are quoting.
President
as president. That we bypassed it.
It's
not scorning. But that is how it is. What is done in heaven. What is done in heaven is what will be done on earth.
katugutebelezamu nga wetegeka okugenda
okwogerateweeyibalira
ku bitabo by'osoma oba bye wasoma
tebirina
kyigenda kukuyamba
nnyoeno
kati niko bwe kati nga bwe yakutegeeza
exercise
y'omubiri egasaakatinio teyanyumanyuma kusoma oku kwe twasoma naye yagamba kugenda kukuyambamu katono okusoma nnyukuta
ezonaye
tosobola zitegeera
lwakuzisoma
ennyukuta eziri mu bayibuli
zeamba
okusomako mumubiri
kugasakugattagatta
nnyukuta ezo osoma ebigambo
ebyonaye
teyinza kukuyamba
kubitegeera
kyavaoya bae bagamba mungeri esula esooka
ukirize
mbafukeko omwoyo wange mutegeere ebigambo
byanagamba
mu isaaya 29 ebigambo ebyo byonna byafuukanga ekitabo
ekisiiringe
eri abaasoma
n'abataasoma
kati kiri bwekyo kyowooluganda
bwe
twogera tuba twasuka ku magezi g'ensi ne tugenda
mugombogegali
mu kigambo tetugeraageranya na nkwata na bintu byaku nsi
mulemuomaleyawe tulabe
abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu n'okwogera twogera ebyo si mu bigambo amagezi g'abantu bye gayigiriza wabula omwoyo by'ayigiriza bwe tugeraageranya eby'omwoyo n'eby'omwoyo
tutuuka ku levu tugeraageranya bya mwoyo na bya mwoyo tutambulira mu
mwoyo
eby'omwoyo bye
biriwa
yokaana mukankaga musatu agamba
n'ebigambo
bye mbagamba
bwe
mwoyo
bwe bulamu
tugeraageranya ebyawandiikibwa nga twogera olunya oluddako agamba bwati
mubakolinsoeyo
abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya naye omuntu ow'omukka obukka takkiriza bya mwoyo gwa katonda kubanga bya busirusiru gy'ali era tayinza kubitegeera
nsomere olunya olw'omukaaga oyingire mu lw'omusanvu olabe obuzibu obuva
abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga naye amagezi tugogereramu abo abakula
tugogeramu abo abakula
nga baagala
okukula mu mwoyo
okutegeera
katonda naye magezi nabaki
abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga naye amagezi agatali ga mirembe gino
si ga mirembe gino
not of this world
bwe njogera ku kkanisa
siinza
giyita kizimbe ago magezi ga mirembe
gino
nze manyi yajja okutufiira yajja kufiira
kkanisa
si kizimbe kitegeeza yajja kufiira ffe mu magezi
amatuufu
naye mu magezi g'emirembe gino balowooza ekkanisa kye
kizimbe
tosendebwasendebwa eyo gye tulaga
nawe
nokkiriza nde ekizimbe
y'ekkanisa
kuba tulina osigala nga twogera mu magezi gennyini
ag'obwakabaka
bwa katonda agali mu kigambo tubeere abagezi be yafuula
abagezi
bakabona abalina okumanya kwa
katonda
ababaka b'obwakabaka bwa
katonda
bakabaka wakati mu nsi
obwakabaka
bwa katonda
bwenga
kinoomu w'otuukira obwakabaka nga
buzze
nze kati olwaliro okunteeka mu nsi oba otaddemu bwakabaka bulamba owakanamu gezaako mu kkubo lyonna ompise ku tivi yonna eyeseemu njogereyo olwogera
lumuola
bajja kugambira obwakabaka bwa katonda
bwazze
kati oba ompulirirako obujja nze simanyi
nakumanya
kati owulirirako obujja nga naawe ofuuka bwakabaka
naawe
bajja
bukukukwatirwa
sigwe oyagala otuula ng'ova omwana
wanyoko
omanyi twasoma juzi ku mwana oli abaana abajeemu bye bakola njagala ofuuke ekyo kyennyini katonda kye yatuukira
okubeera
yatuyita kufuuka bakabona obwakabaka nga bw'otuuka oyogera ne bagamba obwakabaka bwa katonda
buzze
niyo okusinzira ku baweereza bannaffe be tulinawo mu
nsi
abantu ne katonda bakyanoonya munoonyi
tebamulabanga
kitegeeza ebizibu ebiri tebannafuna kabona
okusinzira
ku byomumirembe ekyokubiri
15:3
ebiro bingi isirayiri nga talina katonda
ow'amazima
nga tewali kabona ayigiriza tewali mateeka kitegeeza okunoonya kwa katonda nga tannalabika bakabona tebaliiwo bali ku nsozi banoonya
mukamakitegeeza
kabona naye taliiwo ayina okubalabisa
katonda
Guruza kati gwokyawala mpa olusozi
mbonoonya katonda
ng'olina kabona
amulabisa
osula mu overnight ng'omunoonya abantu baba bakyanoonya katonda kitegeeza tebannafuna kabona
oyo
weewaawo
oli n'akuyita nti jangu tunoonye
katondaate
n'otuuka n'omuyita omuweereza wa
katonda ate
alaba katonda agenda yamusanga
amuweereza
yandigambye jangu nkulage
katonda
naye bw'owulira conference tijan tunoonye
katonda no.
omanya oyo kanyininyini naye
tannamuzuula
kati simanyi agenda kuweereza atya gwatannamanya gwatannalaba gwebakyanoonya naye
one is not yet seen and is still seeking him with you
olya ateekawo essomero n'agamba
mujje
tusome nga naye mwali agenda
kusomaekibuuzo
kibuuzibwa ani anaasomesa oli n'akuyita jangu olabe katonda wange naawe
n'ogenda nga
katonda w'oli
siwuwo
era n'otuuka n'ogamba sibe otuze eri katondawo n'otuuka n'okusaba n'ogamba katonda wa nabbi
gonisaba
onyambe owuwo oli musaba
ddiwe
tolina katonda yakutonda lwakiri yakugamba jangu twongere nkumulisize olabe katonda
waffeeyatonda
eggulu n'ensi n'ebiri mu
byonna
bwe ntunulatunula mu njogera z'abantu
abo
ndabira ddala nga abasinga bwa bwakabaka bwa
sitaani
aboogera
ebitakwatagana
kubanga mu bwakabaka bwa sitaani
okkirizibwa
okwogera nti omuzimu
gwange
naye mubwakabaka bwa
katondan'omwoyo
omutukuvu tosobola
mupozeesi
n'ogamba mujje mulawo omwoyo wange
omutukuvu
tuyinza n'okugamba
nti
mujje mulawo malayika
wange
oyinza mujje mulabe bamalayika abatuweereza
abatumbwa
okuweereza abagenda osikira obulokozitebaweereza omu si babo wekka kubanga ne gwe batuma okuweereza omwana malayika wa
mwanawakulangaafuna omulala
ng'oli bamuwa bamalayika ba famire
ate
kati famiry ezimu eziba zavaawo ng'oli azivaamu ng'aweereza
toyinza
mupozesinga nti
wwo so
abooluganda twogera bwe
tutiamagezi
ge tuwogerako
siga
mirembe
gino
gw'osomonya olw'omusanvu lugamba bwe luti
First Corinthians
chapter 2 verse 7. We speak the wisdom of who?
Aga Katonda.
The wisdom of God.
It,
that alone in the word.
I
want to call for me those who speak the wisdom of God, and we see.
Those
who preach, take it. The hand of God is there. That's the wisdom of God.
We
are sent to speak as wise. We speak the wisdom of God.
That
wisdom
is
said if you reject his words. What wisdom is in them? Wisdom of God alone is in his word.
Word.
Don't dare think that you speak wisdom when it's not in the words.
They will tell you that
of this world which pass away. Speak of wisdom forever. Pick something to live forever. It will never pass away. That's the word of God.
Those are
words of God in the scriptures.
Don't get jealousy.
That apostle, what are you saying?
He's
saying that he's an entire kingdom himself. Other saint, he made us.
To read
Revelations 1:6,
he
made us a kingdom.
Prove you became the kingdom.
He's the major one in the world is the Holy Spirit.
It
leads all of us.
The
kingdom of God has come is the one who has
first
appeared. When you enter, they say, the kings are there. Those of the kingdom of God.
I want you to appear like
the Holy Spirit is the one leading the kingdom of God in the world. I want
you
to learn his speech.
He
speaks just as the scriptures are.
The
words I say to you, they are spirits. He himself. You look
at
the speech of those words, look in them. You appear like it. Finish that verse. Verse 7 we see. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse
7.
Yes.
The
want a perfected glory very well. Speaking of the old wisdom. Mystery, the wisdom of God in the mystery.
That
was hidden before the world existed. For our glory. He knew it. We shall be a new generation. Has the full knowledge of God and his glory. And
he
is prepared extreme wisdom for us.
And
the word came
revealed it.
Can speak one by one, join on another. Verse by verse, we don't prefer to go elsewhere. Speak the issues like this and this. According to this and this scripture.
It
move on like that. But that to get used of it.
It's
what he told us all. On the other time, praise Jesus
much.
When he told us to speak in the Psalms, we
get
used to that in our usual life.
So, Abooluganda,
now, brethren, if we are wise, those of God,
and
we serve the only wise God in the wisdom in the world. For we speak the wisdom of God. We appear priests of God. Those with knowledge. Ambassadors of God in the world. The kingdom. And kings. Of the kingdom of God. In the midst of the world.
And
we have a speech of the wise.
There's
others have called us, they've called them parables. Speak wisdom joined up well.
That's where
he speaks, he says. I searched for wisdom under the sun. But the way I did it, I joined the word upon a word to see the matter of things.
He joined
the spurs upon the
pass
to bring serious wisdom of God. Read first in the Ecclesiastes, we see. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 24.
Nti, ekiriwo kiri wala, era kigenda wansi nnyo. Ani ayinza okukikebera? Olunya olwabirimu etaano. Nakyuka omutima gwange ne nkakasa okumanyanga n'okwekenneenyanga. N'okunoonyanga amagezi n'ensonga z'ebigambo.
His trade is a bird. I want to analyze and see this thing I see. This is a man. But I hear a delay.
Think
here we see. This is man. This is where it goes beyond what I see. This I see there now.
Perhaps
goes far beyond what I see. I see man. But here they say, they
left.
He went.
I want to
ask,
what
I see, is it the right or there is another?
That
I don't just cry. And I'm yelling, you have gone much.
Yet
what I cry for is here, dead body there, down. I want to think, these there I see, are they the real ones? I hear they say mangol. But how come I've never seen a mangol?
They
tell me chino chibala cha muyembe.
Chino chikola cha muyembe.
This is a mango leaf.
This is a mango tree.
Who and where is the real mango? They say the things which are.
They have
elsewhere they come. They go far.
I
have to join a word upon a word which there. I tried this
cover. I have
joined scripture upon a scripture. He told us what we see. They are made from the unseen, the invisibles. When you go study biology, human anatomy, we studied man. But have you ever studied him? Have you ever seen him?
You studied
the cloth of man, the body.
And
you say he studied man.
And
when you ask you, he died, where did he go? Maybe in heaven. Or in hell. We buried him.
Who
did you study of the two? But Ecclesiastes said, when we seek wisdom, we go beyond that of the books. And we go in the other. That which does not weary the mind. That within the
world.
You speak from morning to evening. You're not tired. I don't even get mad a little. And I speak, I don't even go back where I came from. I just advance in more wisdom. Some doctors, engineers, they smoke some cocaine. Alcohol that they can be sober. We do not smoke any of those. He told us, do not get drunk, but be filled of the Spirit. We did that. Praise Jesus. You repeat Ecclesiastes.
Omubulizi esule yo musanvu n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwetano.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 25.
Mubulizi esule ya musanvu n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwetano.
Ecclesiastes 7:25.
Nachuka omutima gwange ne nkakasa okumanyanga n'okwekenneenyanga n'okunoonyanga amagezi n'ensonga.
Shoko kumawo.
You first pause there.
Mutima nagukakasa n'agana.
Prove the heart is say but.
You have to
study this degree, the other and the other.
Research,
do research. Seek for wisdom. The reason of things.
Why
does the sun come go like that? Where does it head on to? Why do we put potato leaves in the ground and begin our potatoes? What's the reason behind that?
No kumanya obusiru siru ngo obusiru siru abantu era namanya da obusiru siru lyo da
you that foolishness is madness.
Kumanya songa kweza
aba. You know where reasons came from?
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus man.
Ne yagamba ebyo naye yasobola kujituka
ko. All those who ever reach them.
Ngagate ekigambo ku kigambo.
Joining a word upon a word.
Omubulize sura y'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olwabirimu omusanvu.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 27.
Laba, kino kye nalaba bwayogera omubulizi nga nteeka ekigambo ekirala ku kirala okunoonya ensonga.
Yes,
what did he?
Yaleeta olunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
He brought a verse upon a verse.
Ebintu binagezaako binoonyanoonya ne bigaana.
Try to search for things they failed.
Nadda mu bitabo by'abannabbi Musa byonna.
Books of Prophet Moses, all of them.
King
Solomon.
He
joined them all in the wisdom God had given him.
He confirmed
that okay. His wisdom now have understood it.
No man refuses
deep down and they can never see it.
This
is not on your many overnights you make.
Omubulize sura y'omunana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
Ecclesiastes 8 verse 16.
Bwe nassaayo omutima gwange okumanya amagezi n'okulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi kubanga waliwo era atafuna tulo mu maaso ge emisana n'ekiro. Olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu. Mubulize sura y'omusanvu olunyiriri olw'abirimu omusanvu.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 27.
Laba, kino kye nalaba bw'ayogera omubulizi. Nga nteeka ekigambo ekirala ku kirala okunoonya ensonga. Onyolabirimu omunaana.
Olide kye yakola.
Have you heard what he did?
Okunoonya ensonga yino gatte nyiri.
The prison judge joined verses.
Kigambo kya Katonda ku kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Yingeri yokka gye yasobola okuba omugezi.
Only way he appeared wise.
Amagezi n'atuuka nga amagezi ge gasinga ab'oku nsi bonna abaaliko.
He surpassed all those of the world who were there then.
Yagatte kigambo kya Katonda ku kigambo.
A word of God upon the word.
Okunoonya ensonga z'ebintu.
Such a reason of things.
Bakuyita okulizoninga ne bagamba omusajja ono ayogera
atya. Reason they say, how does this man speak?
Bakabaka b'ensi bajjanga eri kabaka Solomoni.
Kings of the world came to King Solomon.
Bawulira amagezi g'ayogera nga tebamanyi sosi
gavaawa. Wisdom speaks by they didn't know the source where it cometh from.
Ninga Katonda yamuwa omutima omugezigezi era okutegeera.
Give him a wise and understanding heart.
Amufuula omugezi we.
To make him his wise.
Kabona,
a priest,
I know kumanya,
one with knowledge,
kabaka,
a king,
kabaka
in the kingdom of God.
The
speech alone, and when you reach there, you come with one question, you get an answer of the entire book.
Kubanga yabuzi wabyo nabe bali bagalo kubuza.
He asked all questions they wanted to ask.
Nabyanukula nokukirawo.
He answered them even beyond. And they say,
"Yetwakulide ko kabadde katundu butundu."
What we heard of you was such a portion.
Nebo twaguse
nabo waitiride buitiri. By ourselves it's exceeded.
Kadizo ketumayo nyolwa bilimu omunana.
Verse 28 we see.
Omubulize sura y'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu omunaana.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 28.
Emmeeme yange kyekyanoonya naye sinnakiraba. Omusajja omu mu lukumi gwe nalaba naye omukazi omu mu abo bonna gwe sirabanga.
Kankubuli olaba.
Let me tell you see.
Tufube nnyo.
Let's try my
best.
And when it comes to the side of women.
Okufuna abalina amagezi n'enkola eyo.
To get those
wisdom.
And that way, join a word upon a word, they appear few.
Basajja
usually they see one per 100.
No rumu ukulaba yo mukubo li rukumi.
Even at times you see one per 1,000.
Winza no sanga mu bilioni yaba nukumisi.
Even a billion of people on the world is not among.
Nga weta aga trillion ufune yo mu.
Trillion people, then you get out one.
But
in the women,
they
rarely get anywhere there. It's not abusing. Haven't you read it there? What we do next
invite
many things, what we call wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse
29.
Said God created people upright.
But
they created many things on the world they call wisdom. Many things. But in the wisdom of God,
you
don't need to try toil much. You need to humble down under the hand of God. You need to accept His rebuke. That He pour His Spirit upon you.
Though
you understand His words. Studying of the flesh no profited you but a little.
Don't
be able to speak as wise when you're not filled with wisdom of the world.
Not
in climbing mountains and seeking much.
No,
you sleep day and night, I tell you that. To become a wise of God.
It
takes you sit down in the council of His words.
It
doesn't take you to go climb mountains.
But it
takes you to humble down the word of God. For Ecclesiastes
8
says, though you will refuse sleep day and night, you can't seek for them like that. Read me Ecclesiastes as we summarize. Ecclesiastes 8 in verse 16.
Bwe nasayo omutima gwange okumanya amagezi n'okulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi kubanga waliwo era atafuna tulo mu maaso ge emisana n'ekiro. Onyole 17.
Twatandikira mu kusoma. Nga tusoma.
As we studied.
Twatandikira mu kusoma.
We began from studying.
Nga tetwebaka.
And we did not sleep.
Ojukira.
You remember? Primary rarely sleep themselves.
P6 and P7.
But secondary, never sleeping, wake up. Preps.
Winter.
Those things. And we put our feet in the basins of water. We refuse sleep, we seek for wisdom. You've moved all schools.
They take
you from a level to another. You seek for wisdom.
And
you end up having duplicate wisdom. These human children of men, they invented. You know, they study of plants. Yes. But their life, I wonder when they study about it. And they study about photosynthesis. And they tell us the food comes from the sun. But they cannot ask how did it enter within the sun. How did food enter within the sun? Now you see, for wisdom you refuse sleep. To
search
about business of human children of men, what they do here. You finish and we say.
Omubulize sule yomusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumino. Mubulize sule yomunana n'olunyiriri olw'ekumino musanvu.
Ecclesiastes 8 verse 17.
Awunenda bw'omulimu gonna ogwa Katonda. Omuntu nga tayinza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi w'enjuba. Kubanga omuntu ne bw'ategana atya okugukebera. Naye taligulaba. Weewaawo. Nate omugezigezi ne bw'alowooza okugumanya.
In the
physical world wisdom, you cannot.
You see
plants there, you do not even know how they grow. Now you studied agriculture so much. To tell us, why do you put in the ground potato leaves and after you get potatoes from them? Did you put potatoes there? In the same soil. I want you to test with it on your tongue and feel it. sweet, bitter, or what? You wait, a sweet sugar cane, you put a portion which is not sweet.
And
you plant paper. And
you
wait for paper which is bitter in the same soil.
Can
you understand that except wisdom in the word?
Amen.
Now this is why we go in the world.
God's
worldwide promised call
is
to base here in Uganda. God himself,
and
he calls all nations to work with him
his
final work on this planet Earth. Remember, they cannot work with him when they are still foolish.
Must
be a source with the wisdom, those with the wisdom of God. When they cannot move with God, if they have agreed with him, it's impossible. He has called them in his final work. In that work is to resetting and restoring all things in heaven and earth. And what can you do on that restoring things you do not know?
How's
the path to restoring?
Gospel
of the kingdom of God. What is that? What you cannot do, how can you restore it? That's the gospel of the kingdom of God
in
the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Do it
exactly.
Wisdom, you're going to speak by that in the word.
And
you are a wise sent by God.
You have
the wisdom in the word.
You must
be wherever you are. What you speak, you are restoring. You cancel what is not in the wisdom of God. And you bring those in the wisdom of God. And one says, John, we buried him.
No, gamba, no, please.
And you say, Neda, we buried his body. I will not support those that we buried John. John went. He's a let. But
we
have to search where did he head on to.
When those
who do not go back to their home country, even their home is heaven.
If
those do not things right, they don't reach there. Everywhere you have to be reviving things. In that work, the final on the planet Earth,
means
did you be wise, speak within wisdom?
This is not
go in mountains onto the valleys.
Jeremiah
23 verse 18. You sit in the castle of God is
what?
You mark them. It lies them. You give them time. That's why he speaks in
22.
If you sat in the castle of his
words,
you would have made his people know his words. That is the
wise
ambassador serving the wise God. Speaks the real wisdom of God. That in the words. Don't waste time to trouble yourself.
Certificate
you have certificates that they
be
there. When the world will ask them from you, get them out. But this
time,
your certificates you studied, you keep them aside. That your wisdom is going to work here.
If
God is final
one.
Because you're going to work with God. Are you the one who taught him? You have a certificate you gave him. When he was doing his initial works, he did them with you. Where you learned that you came to work with him. And you come show him your certificates.
You
keep them aside if the world asks them. You
diplomas or degrees.
Your diploma degrees. When you come here, you put them aside. First, get the rightful wisdom in the world.
And
we go speak, we are wise of God. Priests with knowledge. The entire kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is so different.
The certificate inga kugama.
Your certificate. One. Those you minister through.
It's
so different.
I don't need any certificate.
Set a certificate.
No, you are my certificate.
Great certificate.
In serving
here.
God, in being taught by God. If someone sees a certificate
from you, I send you.
What
to prove God to me? And he sent me. James is there, teacher Vanji. And you go.
And speak and
call us the one God taught. Indeed, he taught him.
If you ask
certificates,
Second
Corinthians 3,
you are
the epistle. I
minister
all people read them. God now is
Antikira.
He's crowned me. Yes? He taught me 7 years. He crowned me. He did not. Okay. He's calling me as I'm teaching.
Certificates.
You want how many?
When Namaru Kusama, young Abagan, you
told me go to research 2 years.
Nantumoku is a
cut me to minister. When you
came, certificate,
I began getting 1 per 1 certificate. One
is a bit
two. That's why I tried to get perfected.
F9. I don't want any F9.
I don't want an F9 certificate. I want to be perfected. D1. Vision 1.
You.
That one. I want to be
perfected.
And the sense that these people are also, they are so high class. Why me try on you?
Certificate
of the gentleman. Whoever passes this, they just admit. Now in the brief,
Proverbs
1 explain this on those issues.
Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 1. Engero za Sulemani, mutabani wa Daudi, kabaka wa Isirayiri. Olinyo uruwa kubiri. Okumanyanga magezi n'okuyigirizibwanga.
Engero zibera mu kumanya magezi.
Proverbs is knowing wisdom. Instruction.
Mhm. Engero sura esoka n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 2.
Okumanyanga magezi n'okuyigirizibwanga. Okwawulanga ebigambo ebyokutegeera.
Mwogera mu bigambo nga byakutegeera.
You perceive words of understanding.
When
you begin to speak like this,
I enter
understanding. I see. Understanding comes out. Isaiah 28, 9 to 10. Knowledge, understanding. What is preached? Scripture by scripture. I hear what you speak. Where are the scriptures in them? I hear
these
things. There are stories. He said, why God? Understand well, but I will not tell them.
You
don't understand well, I don't abuse. But what's of understanding?
Want
to see you speak in wisdom. Scriptures you speak by.
Understanding.
Scriptures still they don't understand.
But
they don't connect them well. You can
separate
a wise from a wise who does not understand.
Even
one is wise but does not understand.
How?
A number of scriptures but doesn't know which follows the other. For understanding tells him,
it has to be
command scripture by scripture.
But
scriptures, it brings them wrong. In the castle is not there.
It's a
speed of seasons past.
The
spirit of curse is not in him.
Only
the form of the way they speak by the spirit is what I say. In his fullness. Speaks at the
Catholic.
Now I speak wisdom in the scriptures. It has to be understanding in them. As I joined them well, it has to be counsel. Prophet Moses said in the seasons. Okay. Must be calculating the things. He measures what he say.
That person is heavy.
This one is light.
Yes.
Verses, let me give an example.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6. God commanded light shine in darkness. Light of knowledge. The glory of Christ. Of God before Christ.
Light
of knowledge, how is that? That is heavy. I will not speak that. God commanded light shine in darkness. That is of the word.
Zaburi,
Psalms 119, verse 105. I pass there, I lighten it.
When I caught
the season I speak that
I
want to speak of light. But yeah, I want to pass it through the laws.
You
see, we've been speaking of the laws. I don't speak
Psalms
119. 105. No.
I speak
Proverbs 6:23. The command is a lamp.
A law
is a lamp I pass.
The one who
spoke via the commands. You can measure things.
Speak
in the real wisdom of God. And there is understanding.
In
the
counsel of
time and season of every word. Everything has time and season. Every word.
What
don't just put it wherever you find.
You
can feel that fits there. That doesn't fit, first leave it.
But
you're preaching, speaking light
and
scriptures which clearly open themselves first.
And you go advancing
as they reach the one heavy. And they have a few which has bright pile wisdom upon them. Though you bring a heavy one, they will understand it.
There are
scriptures with one seal. Others have seven seals.
If you begin with
one of seven seals, they explode. Maybe one has acted too pride. You bring the extreme heavy one, beat the pride. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's finish, there we go. Proverbs 1 verse 3.
Okukkiriza okuyigirizibwanga.
If you're speaking, you and your wise, you shouldn't argue against one teaching. You even get standards, and they speak what they speak as you measure. People wise don't just speak much like that.
For
you speak what does not understand first. Wait here what they teach. As you know them, you see where you're going to best capture them. Don't block their mouth.
Say,
do not resist speaking, but you test all. Don't listen to prophecy, but you test all. Why is they can wonder this?
You
hear him speak wisdom. And is here silent among us? He hears us.
Yes, we are
young and when he came, he sat at the back. And he came out, brought the scroll. He read up. And he said, what? Spoken like one with authority, warning. He surpassed the Pharisees. And the envy began spreading them. If you are wise, You come down here, what another explains, and you're not a big of wisdom. Is there understanding? Is there counsel? Is there power of God? What never planted?
Don't
lighten to finish. I've not seen light.
There
is no fear of God. I've heard him say, he himself is the word. What? There's no fear of God. You can calculate. He says to accept receive instruction. Proverbs 1 verse
3. Obutuukirivu n'okusalanga emisango n'okugobereranga ensonga. Olunya olw'okuna nti okuwanga abatalina magezi obukabakaba omulenzi abeerenga n'okumanya n'okuteesa.
Olina okubaamu okuteesa.
You must have counsel.
Kitegeeza.
It means
we know kwogera miyo musanvu.
You must speak in the seven spirits.
Mwokolera.
You work within them, you walk by them. Now we have to come learn how we walk by them. How do we speak by them in the seven spirits? And as in the word, how do we do things within them? And you prove now I'm doing this in the spirit. How do you walk? And you know where I've reached. I have to walk in the spirit of wisdom.
When it
says walk like those wise, it means what? The one wise clothes puts on a suit. How are they clothed? When they're going to come from home. We don't speak of that. He says walk like one with wisdom. How can you dare walk?
For
scriptures we hear them. Walk like those with wisdom. For these days are evil. You see, those with wisdom, how do they walk?
Maybe they're
careful where they put a step. Not. Anytime. You have to be ready. To pass the one in the middle. Those are one walking with wisdom.
Anytime
whatever people speak, you scrutinize them. You hear that those scriptures? Or not.
Your life
moves and you have wisdom. There is even a wise worker.
You hear that
in the Bible. The wise worker, how does he do that? A wise builder. May God bless you. When times will be, shall come, know how walk in spirit, how it is. It's to mean walk like those wise, the priests, the ambassadors of God, the kingdom of God in the world. Thank you for coming.